This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, with your permission, the second chelek of the shir, I want to focus on sort of a shas sugya, also on Daf Nun Dalet, but it's based on Tosis on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. And this is really a shas sugya. I would recommend, if you have access to Gemara and Sanhedrin, if you could, maybe you'll take one out now or when we get to it. So for this segment, you need Tosis on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis and a Gemara and Sanhedrin. If you don't have one, no problem. The Gemara wanted to, the Mishnah said that Yibum is effective, the Oynes uveratzin. So the Gemara says, what's the situation of Oynes? So the Gemara says, if Goyim forced him to live with her, Rava says, no, there's no such thing as Oynes for Erva. Why? Because Ein Kishoy Ela Ladas. If somebody has a Kishoy, someone has an erection, it's not forced. It's a person's decision. That's the Gemara. Ein Kishoy Ela Ladas. That's what we're going to discuss today. This is a sugya throughout Shas. Tosfos wants to know, what does it mean, Ein Kishoy Ela Ladas? What's the case that we're saying this is not considered an oynes? If it means Goyim put a gun to someone's head, Chas V'Shalom, and they say, live with this woman, otherwise we're going to kill you. So then, of course that's not an oynes. That's Yeharig V'Al Yavar. You're now to do the Maisa. You would have to give up your life. That's not an oynes. That goes without saying it's not an oynes. I don't need Rava Ein Kishoy Ela Ladas. Right? Rava saying a chiddush. That if you don't want to have a kishoy, you won't have a kishoy. And if you have one, it's because you wanted to. Taisa says, even if, let's say, that wasn't true. Let's say you could be forced to have a kishoy. You still wouldn't be allowed to live with this woman because it's Yeharig V'Al Yavar. If Goyim are telling you live with this woman, so you're going to live with her, even if Yesh Kishoy Shaloi Ladas, you won't be allowed to do it because Gili Arayis is one of the three cardinal sins. By the way, why does a person have to give up their life for Gili Arayos? So this is very important. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that one has to give up their life for not to murder someone. Why? So the Gemara says a svara of Mai Chazis de Dama Didach Sumach Tvei Dama Decharach Sumach Tvei. Who says your blood is redder? Maybe your friend's blood is redder. Simply that means as follows. That means if somebody puts a gun to your head, and normally if someone puts a gun to one's head and says, okay, eat this treif, so you eat the treif because a Jewish life is more important than fulfillment of mitzvahs. However, if somebody puts a gun to somebody's head and says, kill someone, so then we say like this, you're right, Jewish life is more important than fulfillment of mitzvahs, but who says your life is more important than his life? Maybe his life is more important than your life. So since we don't know what to do, so the v'chai bohem, there's no heter of v'chai bohem. You have no right to make this decision, to take this decision into your own hands. Maybe his life is more important. Normally, we say your life is more important than a mitzvah, but we don't know if your life is more important than his life. Okay, now what about Gili Arayos? So it says, Ulanaro Leisasa Davar, and there's a hekesh between Arayos and Ritzicha. So just like Ritzicha, you have to give up your life not to murder, you also have to give up your life not to serve, not to commit Arayos. So Tosfos says like this, Ein lefarish, don't explain, the ma'ayimin olav lahargoy, that it's talking about where they're scaring the person that to kill them, if they don't live with the erva on their own, because if so, the principle that Ein kishoy ela ladas is irrelevant, because even if one could be forced to have a kishoy, it is considered Gilei Arayos, so you'd have to give up your life for it. Imkein afilo yesh kishoy shalei ladas. Even if a person could be forced to have a kishoy against his will, you still wouldn't be allowed to do it, because tepukle da'agilei arayos yaharig v'al yavar, k'da'amar perek ben soirer. So the case cannot be where goyim are threatening you with your life to violate Gilei Arayos, because then it has nothing to do with ein kishoy ela ladas, because even if yesh kishoy shaloi midas, you won't be allowed to do it. So Tosfos says, you know what the situation is over here? Ela ayri kisha oivdei kacham adbikim oisa ela erva. Goyim took the person, tied them up, and the person has no way to escape. Unless Goyim say, we're going to put you on the woman, and if you don't let us, if you say no, we're going to kill you. So, in this case, he's not going. He's totally being forced. So does he have to give up his life in this case? He's not doing anything. Rava's chiddush is, yes, he has to give up his life. Why? But he's not doing anything. The goyim are tying him up and putting him on the woman. The answer is he's doing something. He's having a kishoy. But what do you mean he's having a kishoy? His life is threatened. Obviously his life is threatened. And he doesn't want to have the kishoy. But having a kishoy is a maisa. And whenever a maisa is done, it's called gilui arayos. And since it's called the gilui arayos, you have to give up your life. If yesh kishoy shaloi midas, if there was a concept that a kishoy is not a maisa, then a person would not have to give up his life. If goyim tied up a person, and they said, we're going to put you on the woman, and if Rava was not correct, and yesh kishoy shaloi midas, then a person would not have to give up their life, because they're sheva al tasa, they're not doing a maisa. But Rava's chiddush is, anytime there's a kishoy, it's a maisa. Now, it might not be a maisa you want to do, and it might be against your will, but it's a maisa. Whenever there's a maisa, you have to give up your life. Why? We learn it out from Ritzicha. Just like by Ritzicha, you can't shoot a gun at somebody to save your life, so too by Gilui Arayos, you can't do a maisa to save your life. Now, if Rava was not correct, and there was kishoy, shaloi midas, and that wasn't considered a maisa, you would be allowed to do the act of Gilui Arayos. The same way, Tosfos says a very interesting chiddush. What's the halacha of goyim say? You stay right where you are, and we're going to knock you off the building, and throw you onto a child, and we're going to kill the child, or if you don't let us do that, we're going to kill you. So we know if goyim say to somebody, either you kill somebody or we're going to kill you, so you have to give up your life because you can't take into your own hands the decision that your blood is more red. But if goyim say, we're just going to use you as an instrument to kill somebody else, so you're not doing a maisa to make the decision that your blood is redder, you're sheva al tasa. The whole svara of Tosfos, of why you have to give up your life, listen carefully. Normally, there's nothing more important than Jewish life. Jewish life is more important than Shabbos. It's more important than a Sefer Torah. It's more important than Shatnez. But in a situation where you want to say, well, my life is more important than the Avera of Ritzicha. You're right. Your life is more important than the Avera of Ritzicha. The problem is when you're violating the Avera of Ritzicha, you're taking his life. And you have no right to say, you have a right to say your life is more important than mitzvahs. You have no right to say your life is more important than someone else's life. But if you're not making that decision, because the goyim are saying to you, we don't want you to kill Pliny, we just want to throw you onto Pliny. So you're not making the decision that your life is more important, you're just sheva al tasa. According to Tosfos, you're allowed to sit back and not act and allow yourself to be an instrument in the hands of the Gentile, for one to be used to kill somebody else. So when you're sheva al tasa, you're allowed to even kill somebody. Likewise, if Rava was not correct, if yesh kishoy shaloi midas, if let's say kishoy was not a maisa, you would be allowed, if goyim said we're going to tie you up and put you on the lady, you wouldn't have to give up your life because you're not doing a maisa, you're sheva al tasa. We would learn it out from Mitzicha. But now that anytime there's a kishoy, it's a maisa, then it's analogous to when goyim say, either shoot Pliny or we're going to kill you. That's Tosfos. Let's read it inside. Ela, a second wide line. Ela airi kisha oivde koichavim mad bikinos el erva. It's talking about where the goyim put you on the erva. Vi evshaloi lihi shamet, and you can't escape imloi al yedei sheyaharek, unless you're going to get killed. Vekama rava. Rava said, "Deyesh loy limsar atzma." He has to give up his life, lay harayk, to be killed. Im yoideya, if he knows sheyav shloy im lo yiskasha. If he knows he'll definitely have a kishoy, he has to give up his life. You know why? De'ein kishoy ela ladas. Kishoy is only with das. What does that mean? But you didn't want to. Vechashuv ka'oisa maisa. It's like you did an act. Aval im yesh kishoy shloy ladas. If there was a concept that you could be forced to have a kishoy and it's against your will, or let's say somebody was already in a state of kishoy. This is an amazing chiddush of Tosfos. If somebody was already in a state of kishoy and goyim say, we're just going to put you on the woman, otherwise we're going to kill you, you don't have to give up your life because you're not doing a ma'isa in that case. Or let's say, you know, the person knows he's not going to have a kishoy. Ain chayv limsar atzmai. Kivan shu einoy oysa ma'isa. Since he's not doing a ma'isa, have a karka oilam. He's like the ground of the world. The same way a woman is not required to give up her life. In other words, if somebody puts a gun to the head of a woman, she's an eish hasish, and the guy says, either we kill you or you have to be mezana. She doesn't have to give up her life because she's not doing a ma'isa. From where? She's not doing a ma'isa. A woman is never considered doing a ma'isa. So the question is, why is it then when you don't do a ma'isa, you don't have to give up your life? So now Tosfos says, v'tayma mishum, here's the reason. Denara hamurasa, a woman who's married, that it's yiharig val yavar, you know where we learn it out from? Yalfinon hasam, meirait seyach, we learn it out from a hekesh to a murderer. Veroit seyach gufa ka'amar, and by a murderer itself we say, hasam, disfarahu. You know why a murderer? You know why one has to give up their life not to murder? It's a svara. Why do you see fit that your blood is redder? So there's a svara. Now that svara only holds true when the murderer is doing an action. This is only applicable if they force you to kill proactively. But if they want to throw the person on a child, then the child will be crushed. Then we say, you know what? The guy could say, you're right. Who says my blood is redder? But who says his blood is redder than mine? So I can't shoot him and take into my own hands the decision that my blood is redder than his. But I'm allowed to stand here like a bowling ball and let them push me, and I'm not deciding. I have to give up my life? Why? Who says his blood is redder than mine? My chazes the dam of the chavis sum kotvei kivin she'ein harg v'yadayim. In a situation of murder where you're just an instrument, lo havi ela kakarka oilam ba'alma. Ve'ein mitzvah lahatzel chavera begufa. I don't have to save my friend by giving up my body. The adarab achayev koidmin. And the hekish comparing arayos to ritzicha is only in a situation of ritzicha biyadayim. Fine. So if you don't mind looking for a moment in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is the Tosfos we just learned. It's a Shas Tosfos. And I just want to share with you Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi is Ayin Dalet. Rashi daf Ayin Dalet. Svarahu. Rashi is like four-fifths of the way down. The Ramaskal Svarahu. I'll tell you Rashi outside. We said the reason why normally one is allowed to violate an Avera to save their life because Jewish life is more important than the mitzvahs. The only thing is that if I'm being faced with the choice, either I could save my life or I could kill someone, so really my life is more important than the mitzvahs. The only thing is I have no right to make the decision that my life is more important than someone else's life. Rashi says a completely different svara. Rashi says the svara is like this. Jewish life is more important than any mitzvah in the Torah. But here's the deal. What if, miman ifshach, there will be a loss of Jewish life? So if miman ifshach, there will be a loss of Jewish life, then we go back to the status quo, they have to keep the Torah. So normally, if somebody says, wear the shatness, otherwise I'm going to kill you. So you wear the shatness, your life's more important than shatness. Somebody says, eat the treif, otherwise they're going to kill the person. You got to eat the treif, because Jewish life's more important than treif. But what if somebody says, either violate the Aver Ritzicha or we're going to kill you. So in a laboratory, you would be allowed to save your life because your life's more important than the Avera of Ritzicha. Here's the problem. When you violate the Avera Ritzicha, it's taking someone else's life. So in this case, Mimanov Shachsa, a Jew's going to die. Once Mimanov Shach, a Jew's going to die, then you might as well keep the Torah, namely, don't violate Ritzicha. So any time that, in any event, someone's going to die over here, then you can't violate the Torah. Normally you're allowed to violate the Torah because life is more important than the Torah. But if anyway life's going to be spent, then you go back to status quo that you have to keep the Torah. According to Rashi, friends, it doesn't matter whether the guy says, kill Pliny or we're going to kill you. And it doesn't matter if the guy says, we're going to throw you onto Pliny or we're going to kill you. Even to be a bowling ball in the hands of a Gentile to kill someone else, you would not be allowed to do it to save your own life. Because even if you're a bowling ball and you're not doing it biadayim, at the end of the day, a Jew's going to die. And if a Jew's going to die, so we go back to status quo, namely, you have to save the life of your friend, lo yisamid al dam reyacha. So Rashi's svara would change this whole argument of Tosfos, this whole approach of Tosfos. Tosfos just created a whole new world in the realm of Yehoreg ve'al Yavar. In Tosfos's realm of Yehoreg ve'al Yavar, it's all based on a svara. You have no right to take a decision into your own hands. That's only if they're forcing you to kill biyadayim, not if you're going to do it b'sheva al tasa. And from there, we apply to Gilui Arayos that any time you're doing a Maisa, you would have to give up your life. And if you're not doing a Maisa, you wouldn't have to give up your life. Rashi argues on the whole thing. Rashi says there's no such thing by Yehorg Val Yavar that you're allowed to do it, b'shev al tasa. The Svara is not, you have no right to take the decision into your own hands. The Svara is that since Mimanav Shach, life will be spent, then you can't violate the Torah. Let's see Rashi inside. Svarahu. The Svara is, Shaloi tidcha nefesh chaveray, that you shouldn't push off the soul of your friend. Why? De'ika tarti. Because when your friend is dying, two things are happening. Ibud neshama. Someone's going to die. Va'avera. Mibneib nafshay. But in the face of your soul, delek elachada. There's only one infraction. Ibud neshama. V'hu lo yavar. Think about it. If you decide to kill your friend, two things are happening. He's dying and you're violating Ritzicha. If you let the guy kill you, all that's happening is the person is dying, but there's no avera. So then you have to keep the Torah. When do you have a heter to violate mitzvahs? It's precious in the eyes of Hashem, the Shama Shal Yisrael. But here by a murderer, we are disciples of Ika Iba Neshama, there's a loss of life. So you say, well, maybe my life is more important. That's why I need the Svara. Who says your life is more important? But in this situation where Miman of Shach Zobi Iba Neshama, Lama Yehe Motir Lavar, why are you allowed to violate it? Who says your life is more beloved than your friends? Therefore the word of God cannot be pushed away. And that means according to Rashi, there's no heter for a woman to violate Arayos b'shev al tasa. So Rashi will have to explain what is the heter of karka oilam. What is the heter of karka oilam? The heter of karka oilam must be some kind of absolute oines. Okay, the bottom line is that this whole approach of Tosfos, where Tosfos is saying that Tosfos is like this, the scenario of oines by Arayos cannot be where the goyim threaten the person to go do the maisa. That's for sure Yehorg Val Yavar. But the threat is in a situation where they tie the person up and they're going to force him, and he still has to give up his life. Why? Because this is called kum va'aseh and not shev al tasa. Why? Because in kishoy elaladas, because the phenomenon of a kishoy is considered a maisa. But if it would not be considered a maisa, then Tosis holds it would be permitted to do, because arayos is permitted to be violated b'sheval tasa. Rashi would argue on that. Rashi would say, even if yesh kishoy shaloi midas, it would still not be permitted to violate the arayos, because there's no heter of gilei arayos b'sheval tasa. Okay, Rabbi Isai, wishing everyone a great day.
So, according to...
Go ahead.
I was going to say that, so according to Rashi, how does the Gemara sit with Rava?
Yeah, so the Rishonim have other ways of learning the Gemara. You know, that's... Rashi wouldn't be able to learn this way of Tosfos L'chaira. Rashi and Sanhedrin would have to learn a little bit differently. In other words, it could be it's not so pashut that you would have to give up your life, even though ein kishoy ela ladas. The Rashi would have to learn a different mahalach in this Gemara. Rashi would have to learn differently. Yeah.
What about the case of in the desert being with one cup of water? How do you learn it out that way? You only have one cup, and only whoever drinks it, there's only enough for one person to survive. You give over the water, or you don't give over the water?
Take it for yourself.
Who says your blood's redder than your friends?
Okay, so the question is taking the cup of water considered a maisa? It is a maisa, but it's not a maisa of ritzicha. I'm doing an act. Once, in other words, right now in the situation is both of them will die. So the guy takes the water. So now, is he doing an act bekuma ase to kill the other person, or is he merely being goyreim a misa? That, in other words, that might not be a maisa. It's a maisa, but it's not a maisa of ritzicha. It's not necessarily a maisa of ritzicha.
Okay. And your first part of the short, the person goes with a nida to the yibum with a nida.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.